Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. Looking for a home these days is really, really, really difficult. Really difficult. They're hard to find. The stakes are high. The prices are ridiculous. And you really, really don't know what you're getting. Sometimes what you're getting isn't good. But how can you mitigate the risk of buying a house that has a, call it a troubled past? Maybe it's haunted. Maybe, I don't know, it used to be a grow op, something like that. Clay Jarvis is a real estate and financial expert at NerdWallet Canada, and he's here to talk about how a home's past might impact property value in the future. Hello there.
Hey, Bruce, how's it going?
When we use this phrase, troubling past, it sounds like a movie preview phrase or something. They're troubling past. What are some of the things that you're talking about? What are some examples?
Sure. Well, a troubled past, the way the Canadian Real Estate Association would describe these properties is that they're stigmatized. So there's not necessarily something that's structurally wrong with them, but there might be something in its past that gives buyers pause about possibly wanting to live there. So it could be a grow up. It could be a murder or a suicide. And as you mentioned, it could even be people who sense some sort of evil or demonic presence in a house and decide they don't really want to pay $800,000 or $1 million for a house where they think they're going to be at some sort of spiritual risk for the rest of their lives.
Right. A ghost is not someone who's necessarily going to show up in a home inspection. Mold, because it was a grow up, might. How does someone find out about some of these challenges that a stigmatized property might have?
Well, it's a great point because some stigmatizing situations could leave damage on a home. So let's say you're running a grow up and there's mold, or you set up the electricity yourself and now it's a risk to the next people to live there. So factors like that can be found by an inspector. So now, especially at a time when the real estate market has slowed down, getting an inspection is a great way to find out anything that's wrong with the property, whether it's something subjective, like a stigmatized situation, or an actual structural problem. And another thing you can do, if you're concerned that your property might have been involved in some sort of, you know, troublesome situation, Google. You know, type in the address and add the words that you're worried about. You know, if it's 101 West Avenue, type that in and then add drug bust or add fentanyl or add murder and see what comes up. Because if it did take part in a crime or was part of an investigation, there should be some sort of public record out there for you to find.
Whose responsibility is it to do this research? Because it seems to me, and I may be wrong here, but it seems to me that it should be the buyer's agent, given that they're acting on behalf of you, the buyer. Do they see it that way?
Well, because there are no real legal guidelines about this, unless you're in Quebec. In Quebec, it is the seller's responsibility to disclose anything that might be a concern to the buyer. But in the rest of Canada, it's a bit of a gray area. So it really starts with the seller. If the seller knows there is something about this property that might cause a person not to want to live there or to offer less, it's really just the ethical thing to do is to disclose this. Disclose it either directly to potential buyers or to your buyer's agent or seller's agent, sorry, and have them disclose this to either potential buyers or those buyers' agents. It's really up to everybody involved to make sure that the information available is made available.
I have no idea on where the line is legally here. There are some things that seem logical, like you can't just put up new drywall to deal with a chronic mold issue in the house. That would feels like that would be cheating. But where does the buyer have legal recourse to say, wait a sec, you didn't tell me, fill in the blank?
Well, that's just it. Because this hasn't been codified in law, if there is a situation where a buyer takes the seller to court, there's really no precedent that you can lean on to say, okay, well, you did this, So now I'm entitled to this. Here's an interesting example that's actually going on right now. Some of your listeners might be familiar with the basketball player Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who's a really great point guard for the Oklahoma City Thunder. He recently bought a mansion, I think it was about $8.4 million in Burlington. And the person he bought it from just happened to be this 24-year-old crypto scammer who made off with $40 million worth of investors' money. And shortly after Shai moved into this place, well, there's people coming here looking for their money. So, you know, in instances like that, you know, there is an actual lingering danger for, you know, your next tenant. So if that's a situation, that is something you definitely need to disclose because there's a danger there for the next resident. And in a case like that, you know, being taken to court, you know, regardless of what happens, actually being sued seems like a pretty reasonable outcome to expect.
There's no mathematical equation here, but it would seem to follow that if you knew you were buying a stigmatized property, it would trade at a discount versus comparable properties of similar size and location. If you're willing to take that risk, how do you negotiate the best deal? Pull up all the Google articles and, you know, have them laminated and provided to the sellers?
Well, I think that would be a great idea if you could provide a lot of evidence that speaks to the questionable value of this property. Maybe that would work in your favor. But when we're talking about stigma, whether it's a house or whether it's, you know, human behavior in general, it's all relative. And what's a stigma to me might not be a stigma to somebody else. And in a tight real estate market like we have in Toronto, you know, a buyer might just think, well, if you don't want it, somebody else will.
Yeah.
So you can't really expect to play hardball with these things that don't have concrete results.
It's interesting because the question of property home value, so stigmatized property and the effect that that has on the value, really depends whether you're coming at this from the perspective of the seller or the buyer, doesn't it?
Well, precisely. To me, I think the stigma would impact buyers a lot more. I mean, if you're the seller, you know, you've already gotten your use out of the property and now you're trying to get your money back. So you're probably going to downplay it or at least downplay it in your mind. Whereas if you're a buyer, well, you're assuming this property's history. And, you know, depending on how much weight you give that history, it could really impact your enjoyment of this home.
What do you have any sense for what the sector requires of its agents? Is there like something in the code of conduct that would put them offside if they didn't disclose? It just feels like so much is laid at the feet of the buyers and the sellers when there is an entire, you know, set of professionals who know the neighborhoods. They may well know much more detail about the seller's story.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The Canadian Real Estate Association, in cases like these, is always pushing for more openness and more transparency. So if you are a seller's agent and you know that something has happened in this home, you are encouraged to disclose it. It's just really the ethical thing to do. And it's the easiest way to avoid problems in the future.
There was a period of time, and maybe we're still in that period, where people would forego the home inspection because there were, you know, 15 bidders who were all ponying up, you know, cash. Are we at a time in our history now where the importance and the relevance of a home inspection has returned?
Well, I'd argue that the relevance of a home inspection has never wavered, and it's always something that a buyer should get. But right now, with the market as slow as it is, with mortgage rates as high as they are, it really has added a lot of breathing room and a lot of reflection time to the market. And it is a time where you should really take advantage to learn as much as you can about a property before putting in a bid. You know, it's not going to be like this for much longer. So it's a good time to exercise that kind of patience.
What if you were on the market for a house? Would you be even willing to look at a property that had a past? Would you like, I don't know, make it a podcast or something?
Well, I guess it would have to be a pretty interesting stigma to turn it into a podcast. I like to tell myself that, you know, if a house came on the market and it was marked down by 200K because somebody had been, you know, slaughtered in some sort of satanic ritual, that I'd be able to just, you know, laugh it off. But who knows? Until you're really in that position, you don't know how it's going to make you feel in your gut. And you don't know how you're going to feel like a month or a year from now. And you might buy a house that nobody wants to visit you in. So yeah, for me personally, I would look more at the bottom line and just know that a property's house or a property's history is not my history. And that history starts anew as soon as I buy it. That's what I would tell myself anyways.
I would tell myself that too. You and I both spend a good portion of our time writing for a living. So I feel like you and I could both create a new parallel narrative. It's just, we'd have to indoctrinate the neighbors into buying into that narrative, right?
Well, indoctrinating people is so much fun. That's why it's
so much fun. So much fun. Well, really interesting thought. I thankfully own a home that doesn't have a troubled past, and I'm not on the market for anything in the future. But hey, it could be bargain tip number one. Clay, thank you for joining us today.
Anytime. Thanks a lot.
Clay Jarvis, real estate and financial expert at NerdWallet Canada. And yeah, the probability of you looking at a house that is classified as stigmatized, it's probably pretty low, but still something you should be aware of nonetheless.
Hi, it's me, your dad. Look, we need to talk. This isn't working. The missed payments, the collection calls, and all those sleepless nights. We need nonprofit debt counseling, and I found the perfect place. Credit Canada Debt Solutions. They're non-judgmental, 100% confidential. They'll negotiate with creditors and even stop interest. Don't you want to rebuild your credit? You deserve better.
Break up with debt. Visit creditcanada.com.